Welcome to the Commune Podcast. My name is Jeff Krasno. Okay, today's episode is deeply personal. So despite being in the wellness industry for nearly two decades, 5 years ago, I found myself profoundly unwell. So in 2019, I was suffering with brain fog and chronic fatigue, a wicked sort of insomnia, and a dad bod jelly belly. I was tipping the scales at 210. I was irritable. I had difficulty concentrating. I think I read a total of zero books in 2017. Brown skin tags were budding in my armpits, and as an even greater insult to my vanity, I developed ghastly, fleshy protuberances on my chest, and not just A cups. So clinically, this condition is known as gynecomastia, and you and I may know it as the boobs of man. But it wasn't until I slapped a continuous glucose monitor on my triceps that I got a bucket of ice water over my head, which at that juncture was not a deliberate practice. I stared into the app that displayed my blood sugar with a degree of disbelief. I had diabetic glucose levels. Me, the guy that ran a yoga festival. But these aforementioned symptoms are just so common in modern life that we've accepted them as normal. They're just so easy to write off as having a bad day. But what people don't know is that in the history of humanity, metabolic dysfunction was as atypical as Stoneman syndrome, the world's rarest disease. But now 88% of Americans have metabolic syndrome, a cluster of conditions that include high blood pressure, high serum glucose, excess body fat around the middle, and abnormal lipid levels. Now, this syndrome is just barely upstream from modernity's four ubiquitous contemporary killers. Yes, the acronym FUCK. And those are heart disease, cancer, dementia, and diabetes. So there I was, despairingly looking into the mirror, futilely sucking in my substantial gut and flexing my non-extant pectorals. And I asked myself, what is the provenance of all this disease? And how do we go about solving it? So my podcast research and conversations with the likes of Dr. Mark Hyman and Andrew Huberman, Dr. Gabor Mate and Zach Bush, and many, many others that you may have heard, cover hundreds of health protocols. And in response to this deluge of modalities and mushrooms and pills and praxis, I roused myself from the podcast interview chair and became my own N of one experiment. Sometimes I call this me search, right? My mind and body, and dare I say, sometimes spirit, became a laboratory for both the conventional and esoteric protocols of my interviewees. Now, could I engage in holotropic breathwork as I froze in a 40-degree ice bath while on a 24-hour pomegranate fast as I gazed at a drishti? Could I do 50 air squats while pouring sweat in a sauna as I chanted Buddhist mantras? Well, I tried it all. Well, nearly all of it. Sifting through the grifting was certainly part of the process. But over the course of 4 years, I autodidactically learned twice what I did in college. I was able to reverse my diabetes and insulin resistance and also lose 50 pounds. As a chubby kid, I couldn't do one single pull-up. And today, I do 20 at a time on a good day. But not long ago, the notion of reading an entire book, let alone writing one, was inconceivable. But I have reclaimed my capacity to concentrate among the pings and dings of modernity. And once prone to mentally drifting away from a conversation, I now really try to gift people the present of presence. Oh, I can already presage the eye rolls of my daughters as they listen to this, and I surely remain a world apart from my best self. But I am healing. I'm moving toward wholeness. And you can too. So I codified the final result of this 5-year inquiry into the nature of real well-being into the 10 clear actionable protocols that I teach in my new commune course titled Good Stress. Now, they are available to anyone who wants to recapture agency over their health span and live a long and vital life. Not only did they help me reclaim my own health, but I've witnessed their efficacy on the hundreds of brave souls who have attended our retreats at Commune Topanga. Now, before I could get better, I had to answer this seminal question. Why are we so sick? Well, the chronic diseases that are plaguing society are not at all bugs in the system. They are the natural and expected byproducts of our Paleolithic genome trying to cope with our modern lifestyle. Periods of calorie restriction due to food scarcity, exposure to extreme fluctuations in heat and cold, early morning light, manual labor, connection to nature, face-to-face communication, and living in community, all these things were simply part of life for tens of thousands of years. And we evolved in relation to these sometimes harsh environmental conditions. Over the past century or century and a half, however, culture has evolved primarily for ease and convenience, resulting in an overabundance of highly processed, cheap calories, sedentariness, temperature neutrality, indoor living, near total reliance on digital devices, increased social isolation, and a perpetual drip of cortisol dysregulating blue light from our omnipresent screens. This culture of chronic ease leads directly to the current scourge of chronic dis-ease. In short, the way we live creates evolutionary mismatches. Humans evolved to thrive in conditions where discomfort and stressors were normal. And our modern lifestyle is hijacking our biology and rendering these hard-wrought adaptive mechanisms maladaptive. Acute short-term stress in the human body activates pathways that promote longevity and resilience. And this phenomenon is called hormesis. But now, in an era of uber convenience, we need to purposefully, deliberately self-impose these conditions as a means to be well. Now, adopting the protocols of good stress is a way to bring our bodies, which have been ravaged by our reliance on the Big Macs, the big modern American conveniences, back into balance. Now, good stress mimics the acute stressors my Paleolithic ancestor, Fedge Onsark, simply my name spelled backwards, might have encountered in his daily quest for survival. Now, Fedge never developed diabetes or heart disease or dementia, nor did anyone in his tribe. Yet Fedge and I share virtually the same exact genome. A good stress helps us live a little bit more like Fedge. Through the adoption of Paleolithic stressors, which I sometimes call the protocols of inconvenience, we leverage our inherent engineering. We swim with nature's current instead of against it. In my program, Good Stress, you'll learn why each of these protocols work and how you can do them too. So I explore fasting, for example. How when you eat matters almost as much as what you eat, and how this spiritual practice applies not only to food, but also to Instagram, shopping, wine, and other unconscious habits. I dive into exercise and resistance training. Now, there may be no more obvious example of good stress as overloading a muscle and tearing its microfibers, and then with the right amount of protein and rest, the muscle rebuilds and grows bigger. And of course, being strong is especially important as you age. But for me, muscle had a surprising attribute. It helped to reverse my diabetes. And in the course, I'll explain how that works. I unpack light therapy, how getting the right kind of light at the right time of day regulates your circadian rhythm and leads to optimal sleep. I get into both the hot and the cold. Literally, I outline the protocols for sauna use and for deliberate cold therapy like ice baths, and explain the incredible psychological and physiological benefits associated with both practices. Now, these good stress protocols go beyond merely the physical. I also apply the same concept to psychological and social well-being. I share a number of meditation and breathwork practices. Now, it doesn't seem like sitting on your ass and doing nothing should be that stressful, but in today's world where everyone is vying for your time and attention, it feels incredibly difficult to still the body mind, but the impacts of doing it regularly are inestimable. In an era characterized by loneliness, I outline a social fitness regimen, and I share techniques for building your psychological immune system. I also recount the 25 Zoom calls I had with people that disagreed with me, and how exposure to thoughtful criticism and some insult built resilience. I unpack the benefits of eating stressed plants. Yes, plants get stressed too. And in response to inhospitable growing conditions, they develop resilience molecules that are transferred to humans when we eat them. It's incredible. And lastly, I explore rewilding, how immersing in nature, going barefoot, and squatting instead of sitting benefit the body and the mind. I'll also lay out how over 4 years, I began to stack these protocols in my daily life. And the result was nothing short of miraculous for me. And these same impacts are available for you too. So you can sign up for the first 5 episodes of Good Stress for free by going to onecommune.com/goodstress. And if you have questions, drop me a line. I really love sharing and talking about this, so don't be bashful. My email is jeffk@onecommune.com. Like I said, I'm thrilled to share everything that I've distilled over my many interviews that I've conducted here on the show in this one program. Okay, that's all from the Commune for today. Thanks for listening. My name is Jeff Krasno, and I am here for you. Thank you.